Radiohead is an English quartet best known in America for its 1993 hit single Creep, which became a grunge anthem. But on their new album, their third, called OK Computer, Radiohead's music has swerved in the direction of 70s art rock, a move that has brought wide acclaim in their homeland, but hasn't quite caught on in America. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
To an American rock fan, Radiohead is one of the more interesting anomalies around right now. When their 1993 debut album, Pablo Honey, came out here, its abrasive guitar textures and howling vocals were heard in the context of our own alternative rock music, and the song Creep jibed with the self-loathing sullenness that made Seattle bands so amusing for a couple of years or so. But Radiohead possesses an ambitiousness, a cavalier pretentiousness, that now makes associating them with the intentional dead end of grunge seem silly. Morose but wittily eclectic, what Radiohead wants to be on OK Computer is nothing less than Pink Floyd for the end of the century. Like so many English rock bands, Radiohead is most fond of despair. Lead singer Tom York likes to moan and wail and generally convey the idea that he's so unhappy, he simply must make cutting remarks about everyone around him. In the song I just played, the album's first single, Paranoid Android, York spits out the couplet, "When I am king, you will be first against the wall, with your opinions which are of no consequence at all." Elsewhere on the album, there's the refrain, "We hope that you choke." Not a nice fellow, our Tom, but such bile seems to give Radiohead the passion it needs for a beautiful song like No Surprises. OK Computer was greeted like the next big thing it was clearly intended to be. The excellent Nick Kent, writing in the English rock magazine Mojo, said, quote, "I'm betting OK Computer will be seen as the key record of 1997. Over here, however, the CD got solid reviews but is selling only middling well. I think I know why. American listeners fond of the expansive work that helped inspire OK Computer, Pink Floyd, King Crimson, Yes, Genesis, they like their pretentiousness straight, but Radiohead laces it all with irony. It's that sense of distance and dry humor that enables someone like me, who pretty much hates all the art rockers I just cited, to enjoy OK Computer. But I admit that this is a rather shallow form of enjoyment, and I respect American art rock fans for craving deeper pleasure. Whether Radiohead will ever be able to satisfy them will determine their evolution as a band.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.